The head, like a terrestrial shark, had been grafted on, all teeth and tiny, killer-bright eyes. Blue target graphics locked on. He fired an EE round. Everyone ducked, Kelly jamming her hands over her ears. A dazzling explosion sent a pillar of purple plasma and mashed soil spouting 20 meters into the air. Its vertex flattened out, a ring of soot-choked orange flame rolling across the river. The ululate crack was loud enough to drown out the tattoo of thunder chasing them from the red cloud. Kelly lifted her head carefully. "I think you got him," Theo said dryly, as he steered the hovercraft away from the quaking water sloshing round the new crater. A semicircle of grass on the bank was burning. "They're vicious bastards," Jalal protested. "Not that one, not any more, as anyone within 5 kilometers will tell you," Ariadne said. "And you could have dealt with it better?" "Forget it," Razor said. "We've got more important things to worry about." "You believe what this dickhead has been telling us?" Ariadne asked, jerking a thumb at Sean Wallace. "Some of it," Reza said noncommittally. "Why, thank you, Mr. Moline," Sean Wallace said. He watched the burning crater closely as the hovercraft sped past. "Fine shooting there, Mr. Jalal. Those old crook lines, they put the wind up me, and no mistake. Old Lucifer was on form the day he made them." "Shut up," Reza said. The one optical sensor he had left focused on the edge of the red cloud showed him a lone tendril starting to swell out, extending along the line of the narrow river behind them. Too slow to catch them, he estimated, but it was a graphically disturbing demonstration that the cloud and the possessed inhabitants were aware of the team's presence. He opened a channel to his communication block and datavised a sequence of orders in. It began scanning the sky for communication satellite beacons. 2 of the 5 satellites the Black Hawks had delivered into geosynchronous orbit were above the horizon and still broadcasting. The block aimed a tight beam at one, requesting contact with any of Terence Smith's fleet. No ship was left in the command net, the satellite's computer reported, but there was a message stored in its memory. Razor datavised his personal code. "This is a restricted access message for Razor's team," Joshua Calvert's voice said from the communication block. "But I have to be sure it is you and only you receiving it. The satellite is programmed to transmit it on a secure directional beam. If there is any hostile within 500 meters of you who can intercept, then do not request access. In order to access the recording, enter the name of the person who came between me and Kelly last year." The tip of the cloud tendril was a couple of kilometers away. Razor turned to face Sean Wallace. "Can any of your friends intercept a radio transmission?" "Well now, there's some of them living in one of the old Savannah homesteads, but they're a few miles from here yet. Is that more than 500 meters? "Yes, Kelly. The name, please." She gave him a stern-faced smile. "Aren't you glad you didn't leave me behind at Pamir's?" Jalal laughed. "She got you there, Reza." "Yes," Reza said heavily. "I'm glad we didn't leave you behind. The name." Kelly opened a channel to his communication block and datavised. "Ione Saldana." There was a moment's silence while the satellite's carrier wave emitted a few electrical bleeps. "Well remembered, Kelly. Okay, this is the bad news. The hijacked starships have started fighting us and the Navy. There's a real vicious battle going on in orbit right now. Lady Mac got clear, but we've taken a bit of punishment in the process. Another story for you sometime. I'm about to jump us out to Murora. There's an Edenist station in orbit there, and we're hoping to dock with it to make our repairs. We estimate the damage can be patched up in a couple of days, after which we'll come back for you. Kelly, Reza, the rest of you, we're only going to make one flyby. Hopefully you took my earlier advice and are now heading hell for leather away from that bloody cloud. Keep going and leave your communication block scanning for my transmission. If you want to be picked up then, you'll have to stay away from any hostiles. That's about it. We're battening down to jump now. Good luck. I'll see you in 2, maybe 3 days. Kelly rested her head in her hands. Just hearing his voice again was a fantastic tonic. And he was alive, smart enough to elude a battle. And he was going to come back for them.